Harry, first of all, a night for you that you'll remember because it's your first Premier League goal, but ultimately I'm sure that doesn't count for much in the result.
No, it doesn't. You know, I'm not even really thinking about the goal at the moment, just thinking about, you know, the performance personally and as a team. It was nowhere near good enough tonight, and it's disappointing because I felt we were in control in the first half. You know, albeit we wasn't probably playing as well as we could, I still felt we were in control, but you know, the second half was really poor, and in the end they deserved the 3 points.
Was it a surprise? Because things have been moving in the right direction, performances have been growing. Was it a surprise that that happened tonight?
Yeah, it is a surprise because, you know, you look go back to, you know, the last 7-8 games, we've even, you know, if we haven't picked up a positive result, we've been really, you know, playing really well and really positive. But tonight, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, it was nowhere near good enough. We can't blame not having enough rest because, you know, the whole team didn't play on the weekend, so we should have been fresh, but I can't really put my finger on it, but it was nowhere near good enough tonight.
Do West Ham deserve credit for the way they played?
For second half, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, for them to bounce back the way they did, and yeah, they obviously had some top quality out there. The free kick itself speaks for itself, unbelievable goal, and the piece of footwork that Payet done for the second again was unbelievable, and you know, this level, they're always going to have top quality players like that, so yeah, it's a disappointing result.
It seemed to hark back to earlier in the season when individual moments of quality, you know, slight errors or whatever, were getting punished every single time.
Yeah, I think the disappointing thing is the first goal, you know, the free kick was probably, you know, we didn't need to probably give it away, and you know, in hindsight, you probably wouldn't give away the free kick, and I think Frano just clears the ball, but you know, that's a thing that everyone needs to improve on, the whole side, and you know, we need to know that we will get punished at this level by giving players like that chances.
I know it was only one change to the 11, but how much does bringing in new players affect the momentum of things so quickly? Because they've only just been in the building, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I felt it gave us a lift in the first half. I felt, you know, Bennett played really well. He worked really hard and looked a threat. And I think there's, you know, only more to come from him. And it's a real positive signing, along with Lewis and Wan. It must be, you know, probably even more difficult for Wan not being in the country for too long. And obviously the language barrier, and I'm sure it will take him a few more games to get going, and we'll see the best of him.
Has Bennett particularly had a different dimension? Because he just seems to be a different type of player to what you've had before. He's a quick, strong, physical guy with a bit of size as well.
Yeah, he's a top quality player, and as you just said there, all them qualities are going to help us going forward. And easy to say, his qualities will suit us, and hopefully he'll be banging in the goals soon.
You mentioned your own goal. You don't want to talk about it too much, but it will be when you look back at it and the dust has settled. It is your first Premier League goal. Just talk us through it, because it didn't seem your firmest struck shot of the season.
Yeah, I think the wind helped it a little bit. I was pleased to say get on the score sheet. It was something that I highlighted that maybe I need to start doing a bit more, especially in that position. But say it doesn't mean too much tonight after that second half.
Finally, looking ahead to the other games coming up this month, Norwich and Sunderland, the next two who could well be two teams that you're near in the table for the rest of the season. Does this place an extra significance on them?
Honestly, no. It's going to be, sounds like I'm just saying that because that's the thing to say. But you know, if I'm sitting here and we'd have won tonight, it honestly would have made no difference to our preparation and our mindset for the Norwich game. You know, a shadow of doubt, it's a massive game, and it was massive. You know, irrelevant of tonight's result.
Do you owe Norwich one because you performed less than, you know, the standard you would set yourself up there earlier in the season?
As I just said there, you know, if we would have beat Norwich away or we would have, you know, whatever, it wouldn't have really mattered going into Saturday. It's a new game, a new slate, and we have to improve from when we played them last time. You know, it's easy to say we just had an off day. Maybe they were better than what we thought, in a sense of, you know, killing our quality. So we need to make sure and respect them and try and put in a better performance.